Okay, folks, good to have you joining with us today for another short devotional message from the Word of God. A few Christmases ago, a good friend of mine bought me this hatchet for Christmas. Not exactly sure why he thought I needed a hatchet, but there you are. Good quality axe, good quality hatchet. It's got a hickory handle and a good heavy, almost 1 kilogram head on it. So you can do a wee bit of damage with this hatchet, and we're going to go camping, I'm sure, sometime in the summer. We'll maybe bring the axe or the hatchet with us, cut down a few branches, maybe light a fire, get a wee bit of kindling, make a few logs and stuff, and have a good time with the hatchet. But there's a beautiful story, friends, in the Word of God in 2 Kings and chapter 6. I encourage every Christian to read that portion of God's precious Word. 2 Kings chapter 6. It's speaking about Elisha and the school of the prophets. And they had a problem. The place where they were dwelling was not big enough. God was blessing them and they had to expand. And so they decided, as it were, to build, if you like, a new Bible college. And we read in 2 Kings chapter 6 and verse number 4. And when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." Here's this young man, he's felling a beam, he's cutting down wood, he's using his axe, he's making progress, and then all of a sudden the axe head comes off the handle, goes over his shoulder and lands in the River Jordan. Maybe he needed to check his equipment, maybe the head had become loose. But at any rate, the axe head came off. What did he do? Immediately, he stopped. He stopped trying to cut down the wood. You know why? Because you'll never be able to cut down trees unless you've got the axe head, the cutting edge, on the handle. You'll just make a racket. You'll just make a lot of noise and expend a lot of energy and do absolutely nothing trying to fell a beam with an axe handle and without the axe head. And you know, I believe sometimes in the Church of Jesus Christ there's a lot of activity, there's a lot of noise, there's a lot of energy expended, there's maybe a lot of damage that's done, but perhaps we have lost our cutting edge. We've lost that dynamic that makes the difference. And maybe even as a Christian today, if you're honest, you're a backslider and you've lost that cutting edge. You're working along with an axe handle, but there's no head on it. And maybe you need to stop doing what you're doing and get honest with yourself and honest with God and acknowledge that you've lost out somewhere along the way. That young man was honest. He recognized the axe head's off. There's no point carrying on until we get this sorted out, until we get this fixed. So he stopped. He went to Elisha the prophet. He acknowledged that the axe head wasn't his own, it was borrowed, and he needed to get back his cutting edge. And Elisha asked him a simple question, where did it fall? Where were you whenever you lost it? And he pointed to the very spot, he maybe pointed over his shoulder to the River Jordan, that's where he heard the splash. And he was honest, he retraced his steps, he stopped what he was doing. He acknowledged he'd lost something. He went back to the place where he lost it. And if you've lost out with God, in all likelihood, you know exactly where you were whenever you lost it. He went to Elisha, the great prophet, who was a type of Christ, confessed his need. Elisha took a branch, part of a tree, cast it into the river. And the Bible says that the iron did swim. It literally was resurrected from the bottom of that river and floated on top of the River Jordan. It was a miracle. And it points us again to the cross. That tree that was cast into the river, Jesus Christ our Lord, was crucified upon a cross or upon a tree. And here we are, and we're lost, and we're dead in sins. But whenever the cross enters into the situation, the cross work of Jesus Christ, that's the dynamic that changes everything. And maybe today you need to get back to the cross and acknowledge, Lord, I've missed something. I've lost out somewhere. Lord, would you touch me? Would you restore me again? And get back that cutting edge for God so that you can live a life of usefulness and purpose for Christ. Friends, thank you for listening. Thank you for joining us. See you again next time. Bye-bye.